Lee Sherman Dreyfus is credited with changing the political landscape in Wisconsin, but in the 70s, he also changed the landscape literally by building a lake on the UW-Stevens Point campus. The flamboyant chancellor worked out a deal with nearby Century Insurance. They got the fill from the excavation, and the new lake became the centerpiece of the Schmeekly Reserve and the university's environmental program. Ron Zimmerman is the Schmeekly Reserve director. He was on campus when Dreyfus came up with the idea.
You had experts that would give you an opinion that it was going to be a beautiful, sterile body of water, crystal clear and so forth, and others that would say, oh, it was going to become a real cesspool. Nobody knew for sure, and so people started dubbing it Dreyfus Lake, and for years everybody assumed that it was in fact called Dreyfus Lake. I'm not sure that Lee wanted it named after himself because we weren't sure what the quality of the water was going to be.
As for the water quality of so-called Dreyfus Lake, decades later, Zimmerman says...
It turned out very well. We have a very clear water, some of the best water quality of any of the lakes in Portage County here in central Wisconsin.
Zimmerman says Chancellor Dreyfus also developed a rapport with students during the Vietnam era, and because of that, was able to diffuse some tense situations during those turbulent times. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.